It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
As always, Ken Adams, we are so thankful for you and your participation with Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home here in Fresno. And we're in Jerry Brenneman's office like we usually are, and today we don't have an additional guest. Jerry and I are going to talk about a bird's nest, and we'll see what else pops up, because we like to be spontaneous, Jerry, and just let God lead the conversation, and people seem to appreciate that. Sitting here in front of us is a glass or plexiglass case with a bird's nest. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but bring everybody up to speed. Where did this come from and what's the significance?
Thank you. I've grown so fond of this bird's nest. It doesn't normally go in my office, Jim. It's making its way back down the street to the garden where it sat for many years. But a little perspective on the bird's nest. As we sit here and look at it through the plexiglass, it is a luxurious nest. Mm-hmm. It is not a dove, you know, throw three pine needles down and call it a nest kind of nest. It's, what, 2 inches thick? It's 6 inches wide or something? It is a luxurious nest. Where it came from and why it's so important to me is that I see this as a story of Evangel Home. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago or so, when we were given the garden house, when we were, you know, moving things around, and we prayed about what to do with that house. And Patty Jennings and I walked down one day and just wanted to explore around the outside of it. Well, they had bars on the windows, and we had already decided at that point that that would become a residence for our garden women, the ones, the alternative sentencing. They were at that point living in the one house where they lived, but then we had classes in there. Mm. And our prayers, whenever we're going to expand or shrink or whatever, how does it honor God and how does it help the women? Those two have to be answered before anything else is done. And we prayed about that house. And that's how, rather than it becoming my office, because that wasn't particularly going to help the women nor honor God, we turned that into the garden. So we were able to separate the living quarters from the teaching area. Anyway. So Patty Jennings and I are walking around the outside of the house that one day, and the bars on the window, we had decided, no, we're not going to have them. Our women have enough bars on their hearts and souls already. So as we looked at the bars, we saw this nest that was kind of intertwined between them, and I was just fascinated because there were still eggs in it, broken eggs, but there were still eggshells. So somehow we weaved it out of the bars. And I brought it back to my office. Now, this was 10 years ago. It sat here for a while. And then New Covenant, they did an extreme makeover of that house. Mm. And when they did that extreme makeover, I shared my love of this nest with them. So they're the ones then that had it framed, had it put back together, presented it to us that day when we did the bus thing and the extreme makeover. The house was done. We had tours. We had an open house. And this bird's nest was presented to us, and it sat on the coffee table in the garden then for years. Well, kids would visit, and one of the kids knocked it over, so the plexiglass broke. And we sort of set it back on the coffee table. But then the nest itself just began to deteriorate, and so it went from looking like a cozy little birdhouse to a rat's nest. It was just sort of all over the place. And yet I could not throw this nest away. When I took it out of the house originally, I was fascinated by the material in it. There's mop strings, there's wool, there's plenty of pine needles. There were gum wrappers. I don't see them now. There were shiny gum wrappers. And there is shredded paper. And I'll never forget, Jim, one of the pieces of paper when I first looked at this nest says, make checks payable to. Huh. I was just positive it was going to say Evangel Home, but I never could find what it was.
Yeah, it looks like it's gone through a shredder.
Yeah, the paper. So it was a very thrifty, well-traveled bird family that made this nest because they got shredded paper also. So anyway, the nest sat there for all those years. I got it fixed. when I picked it up only 2 or 3 weeks ago from the framer, I took it back to the garden, and I told the women the story of the nest. Now, the only woman who knew it was Sharon, who graduated last week.
Right.
Because the rest of the women have come after I had taken the nest to be framed. So when I presented it back to them, I told them how my take on this nest is Evangel Home, the staff, the property, the board, this radio show, mm-hmm. our friends and the people who support us, we are the material in this nest.
Yeah, we're the twigs and the sticks and the weeds and the paper.
That's right. And that is our job, is to hold that nest together long enough so that God and the women here have what goes on in the center of the nest.
Yeah.
And I look at that broken egg and I think, what have so many women here given birth to that God gave them to work on in that nest?
Yeah, it's just a great picture.
Yeah, and it just, you know, it's a kind of a ragtag little bird's nest, but that is truly what we are. We are the nest for God and the women to work things out in the center there. Mm-hmm. And everybody who helps, as you said, the twigs, the mop strings, that's our role. Maybe mm-hmm. one person is the make check payable to, and another person is the mop string.
Yeah.
But it is all needed to keep that inside safe.
Yeah, and that goes, I think, back to the gifting of the people of the body of Christ too. You know, it's the same picture.
Yeah.
We all have a job to do. We're all different, but it's the members of the body that work together to present the body of Christ. I mean, it's
just some of us are mop strings.
Some are mop strings.
Some of us are drum wrappers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the rest of the story on the bird's nest,
yes.
Sharon shared, if I can review that. So here is the plexiglass. It's, you know, what was all shattered is now restored. The bird's nest is fine. I give it to the woman in the garden. I leave. An hour later, Sharon is in my office crying. Rosalyn, a staff member, has brought her down and said, Sharon is going on a pass, and she can't leave until she tells you what just happened. So, of course, I'm thinking some awful thing has happened, and I'm now going to have to spend 5 hours talking to Sharon about what the issue was. Well, the issue was they had put the bird's nest on the butler's pantry down in the garden, right under 2 coffee cups, each hanging on a hook. And the hooks have been hanging for 10 years, and on this particular day, one of them broke. And the mug fell right on the corner of the plexiglass and cracked it. Well, you would have thought this crack was the San Andreas fault.
Yes, from Sharon's reaction.
Yeah, from her reaction. Well, and Rosalyn took a picture, which, like, whoa, it looked huge. It's this tiny little crack, about half an inch in the corner. And yet Sharon was devastated because of what the nest had come to mean to us. But then she said, you know, that little crack is kind of like us now, breaking out of the nest, that we need to be on our own. So Sharon is now living in next door in the apartments in Community Connection.
Yeah, she just graduated from the garden program a week ago as we record, or half a week ago. It is just such a great picture of what goes on in the body of Christ and in a microcosm of the Evangel Home and the ministry here as well. So it's I think that's worth hanging on to.
It's time for me to let go of it again, though, and take it back to the garden.
Jerry, you sent out a letter of appeal. Talk about that a little bit.
I'm very, very, very encouraged. I have cried more times over people's generosity than I ever did over our need. I'm going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to think this is all I do. But I am so overwhelmed with, like, the first phone call I got the day after the letter went out, a man had received it. And said he and his wife had extra money to give, and would I want it all at once or every month? And he told me the amount. And that made me cry, because I thought that was such a generous, it wasn't a negative, it wasn't to take me off the mailing list. You know, you're going to get that, this very godly, caring man who wanted to help. And that's the response we've had to the letter.
And wanted to help in a way that was most helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then asked me what other things he could do, and then as we record, I think we've only had 2 days of mail in response to the letter, but I'm thinking in those 2 days, we've had $40,000 that was in response to the letter. That was not regular giving. That was above and beyond.
Wow. Thank you, friends. And if you're just joining us and haven't heard, something we've done, what's this, third time in 25 years? Or
my fourth? The second time in 3 years.
That we've come to present an opportunity to meet some financial needs of Evangelome because funds have been really, really short. And so we presented it on the radio. Jerry sent out a letter, and people are responding beautifully. And if you would like to help, please give us a call at 264-4714. There is significant financial need.
You know, the picture that I used in that letter was our sign out front. Mm-hmm. Remember a couple weeks ago, it came up missing. And all of a sudden, when I stood there and I looked at that empty space, and that overwhelmed me. That was tears of need. I thought, I cannot imagine that we would ever close the door, take the sign down, and say goodbye. It's been a good run. I cannot imagine God would ever let us go because of money.
Yeah.
Money is so important to keep it running, but it's so trivial in comparison to what he does here.
And that's the point, what he does here. That's in my friends, I hope you allow me one more time to preach this message. This is the most important work on earth. I'm not saying the most important ministry, because they're all important, but the work that's being done here is the most important thing we can do on this planet. People are coming to faith, and they are the pebble in the pond, and the ripples go out from here. They go out in relationships, in family, in friendships, in acquaintances. Lives are changed for the kingdom because of what's happening under the roof of Evangelome, and hopefully that's happening in your church and other outside church organizations, but this is what God left us on the planet for. And those who are in the warfare here are the ones that God has called to that. But some people, it's the support. It can't happen without finances. And if that's you, God bless you. And the fact is, we need you right now. So give us a call at 264-4714. Jerry, you've got about 30 seconds. What does the spring look like? What's going to happen here at Evangelome?
I think it's going to be a great spring. I don't know, other than I keep looking at this nest again with the eggs, the cracked eggs, and realizing more and more what God is doing in the lives of our women. Our women are staying longer, I think, going deeper, and really wanting and appreciating the change. That I see more of.
Good. Let's pray to that end and ask our listeners to pray to that end. We've been talking about finances, but it starts with prayer, you know, so please put us up. You can move us up a notch or two on your daily prayer list in terms of priorities. That would be spectacularly wonderful. Well, Jerry, it's always a treat. I love hanging out with you, my dear friend. And we've been doing this a long time, and I hope it continues for as long as God gives us breath. My listening friend, thank you for joining us. Ken Adams, it's your turn. Make this dialogue into a radio program. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline, the radio voice of Evangelome of Fresno.
Reach the Evangelome by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangelome at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangelome in Fresno, Heartline.